Thank you, Joe. You're the man. Did everybody get a chance to say hi to Joe tonight? You can do it now. Hi, Joe.
Wolfsmobile just released their hydromatic drive. You can fill it up with ethyl fluoride at $1.05. Earl took the Opry stage by storm with all of his hot legs. There with Lester and Bill back in 1946. All the folks at Fenway thought it finally was their year. Oh, but after 7 hard-fought games, it all became so clear that even Teddy couldn't stop the Cards with all their tricks. Seems the Sox would have to wait till after 1946. All the baby boomers were booming, and the Bucks stopped with old Harry Truman.
Best years of our lives was more than Hollywood's big flick.
The funny thing, it really was back in 1946. Grandpa went to school on that old G.I. Bill. He was just one of the brave souls to survive the battlefield. But sometimes it would get to him when he would reminisce about the friends that never lived to see 1946. All the baby boomers were booming, and the buck stopped with old Harry Truman.
Best years of our lives was more than Hollywood's big
flick. Funny thing, it really was back in 1946. Sometimes I think I might go back if I could find a way. When hard work and sacrifice was the virtue of the day. When anyone could get ahead, no gimmicks, gags, or tricks. And the folks, they never locked the doors in 1946.
All the baby boomers were blooming,
and the buck stopped with old Harry Truman.
Best years of our lives was more than Hollywood's big flick.
Funny thing, it really was back in 1946.